This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Christine Wong,
Arvind Yuvaraj.
And Arvind Yuvaraj, who's going to give us a quick update from the KLCI at break.
Yeah, so it is down by 0.14% at 1,513 points. Active stocks include XOX Berhad, AE Multi Holdings Berhad, and K1 Technology Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.14 against the US dollar. It is at 3.01 against the Aussie dollar and 3.04 against the Sing dollar.
Okay, of course, if you're only just joining us, we are asking you a question. How are you celebrating your milestones and your achievements during COVID-19?
Yeah, because today is also BFM's birthday, so that's why we're talking about that.
Do we want to get a woo from Arvin? Or
I'm all out of cultural references. I'm a Mario. Is
he on the right show today?
That's not even Mario. If you're going to do it,
yeah, I know, right?
It's a me, Mario. Like, come on, Arvin.
I'm a Mario.
Anyways, to hear from someone else.
Yeah, let's have a...
On Instagram, we have a response here from Dong Kui Wan, I'm so sorry, who says, seems like birthdays and anniversaries are getting less celebratory with each passing year. Aww. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
I have an anonymous message. It says, happy 12th birthday, BFM. 12th anniversary, BFM. Glad there's much to be grateful for and appreciate. We managed to flatten the COVID-19 curve. It was a fun and memorable spending much MCO and CMCO time with you. Many more good years together, okay?
Aww.
Okay. Thank you, anonymous.
Thank you.
Also here, number ending 2090. My husband comes from a very big family. Several birthdays every month. His birthday was on the 1st of April, and he was more than happy to just celebrate with our little unit of four, not having to deal with the whole circus. Mm-hmm. But of course, he asked for all his favourite home-cooked foods.
Yes.
Completely understand that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for the message. Wonderful stuff. Right. Story number two, Arv. Are you feeling up for it right now?
Sure.
Are you sure?
Yep.
It's a me, a Mario. There you go.
That's fine. So this is about Microsoft and how they want to combat deepfakes. So deepfake has become a big issue. It's fun for entertainment. Like, we've seen those videos on YouTube where you have like Jim Carrey in The Shining. Mm-hmm. You have like Tom Cruise in Iron Man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people can put themselves in movies and movie scenes using apps and stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
That Reface app, though, I hear is pretty good.
You hear it's pretty good.
Yeah,
I hear that too. Yeah. So Microsoft successfully developed a new tool to pinpoint deepfakes. However, deepfakes are becoming more advanced by the day. Their software analyzes videos and images to generate a confidence score regarding a material's probability of artificial origin. However, an expert warned that the tool might be soon outdated because of the rapid advancement of deepfake technology. So they're playing catch up with the misinformation, disinformation and stuff. Microsoft also declared the existence of a separate system designed to help content producers insert hidden code in footage so subsequent changes may be flagged. So this, I think, is quite smart. So there is a line of code in the video that you create or the content. It's the same way that, you know, when a studio send you screeners and they have a code embedded in the program, so that if it happens to leak from your device, they can trace the program back to you or whoever they
kind
send the content to.
Like a program watermark, kind of.
Yeah. So that's what they want to do with video. So if you tamper with the video, they can sort of find out what's been done and if it's a deepfake. Basically, deepfake works by inputting a lot of still images of one person into computers, including video footage of another person, and adapting facial expressions for lip sync and other subtle human motions. This process was simplified after the initial stage and doesn't need as many images to function. So you mentioned the Reface app, which only requires a single selfie to insert a user's face in clips from a Hollywood film. So that's all it needs, like a picture of you. And it basically sort of like superimposes your face onto like moving images and video and stuff, which is why it's very difficult to detect. The issue of using deepfakes to rig legacy systems like a social cheat code will probably become a moving goalpost for companies like Microsoft and Apple. For every captured fake, more sophisticated deepfakes will come. But they're trying. They're trying to figure out basically what it means is that they're taking a video and they're trying to detect if the movement of a person's face has lesser frames than the other parts of the video. You know what that means?
Yeah, so let's say there's
like 2,500 frames and the person's face is only 650. That's wrong. It means that something's been done to make it look like they're saying something, but they're not, because the source of the other video doesn't match the one.
Yeah. The frame rates don't match.
The frame rates don't match, yeah. So cool. That's quite smart.
It kind of reminds me how originally there were like EXIF data that you would get on photographs from cameras and from phones a while ago. Mm-hmm. And then there was that software that was released that stripped all of that data off, so you could never really figure out where the photograph was taken and on what it was taken on. And that software became available online and whatever. This seems like a kind of counter to that, right? In terms of video usage.
Mm. Yeah, and you're saying that if it's not accessible to whoever's using the program.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, unless they build it into your phones, I guess. Mm. But then again, if you're forwarding stuff on WhatsApp, are you really putting it through like a disinformation tracker or disinformation tool? I don't think so.
Yeah, but at least, you know, I think it's a good step forward. And I think although deepfake videos are kind of fun and entertaining, and there are some that are clearly, you know, purely for entertainment purposes, you know, I think we do have to acknowledge the potential for a dangerous use of deepfaking as well. And I think this is a smart way to go about it. However, in a strange way, I kind of wish we didn't know. I kind of feel like the announcement of it will make whoever is behind creating deepfakes, you know, even more, I guess, motivated to ensure that the process is not easily found out.
I was watching a docuseries recently and about futurism and one thing or another, and they were saying on that one of the biggest worries moving forward is about deepfake and deepfake technology and how it could really cause some real issues, especially when you're syncing this kind of stuff with deepfake audio and all, you know, it's a genuine concern.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen that video of Obama saying things that Obama didn't say. It was Jordan Peele, just to illustrate how he can easily make Obama, quote unquote, say things when he never said things. So it's kind of powerful when you make politicians say stuff.
I think there was also a deepfake video of Mark Zuckerberg that made the rounds a while back that really looked and sounded very realistic, but was not at all him.
It sounded like a robot.
It sounded like Mark Zuckerberg.
Like
that's what I'll say.
No, so that's interesting because he sort of maintains a very still posture when he speaks. Only his mouth moves. So it was super easy to deepfake him. That's what they said. He doesn't have a lot of... He's not animated.
Yeah.
He doesn't move a lot. So it was very easy to sort of put someone else's mouth motions on him. And as long as you can do the voice, people think it's Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Right, on that note, let's take a break. Music coming up from the Small Faces with Tin Soldier. If you'd like to get in touch, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. The question is, how are you celebrating milestones and achievements during COVID-19? Or if you just fancy sending a birthday message, because today is our 12th birthday.
Yay.
That's how you can do it. Let's take a short break. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.